Hello, and welcome to Healing Tsunami. This is your host, Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, here to greet you in the name of our Lord. Maybe you're listening in your car, at home, or at work, and you need a touch from God. Whatever your need, whatever your pain, I believe this is your moment for a divine encounter. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to dive into the scriptures and discover the promises of God for your life. Get ready to have your faith stirred and your spirit renewed. A healing tsunami is on the way.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what you have started since 2 days ago. We thank you because your word is going out there, causing healing, causing deliverance, liberation to happen in the life of people. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Welcome everyone for today's meeting. We thank God for the journey so far. Today is the third day, right? And the Bible says on the third day, our Lord Jesus Christ rose up from the dead, right? The third day is the glory day. Hallelujah. So don't miss today. Don't miss the opportunity the Lord is giving unto you to receive the word of God, to walk in complete liberty. Glory be to God. So today we'll be looking at divine health. Divine health. Let's open our Bible to 3 John, right? The third epistle of John, right? Chapter 2, right? Chapter 1, rather. It has just one chapter, verse 2. It says, Beloved, right? I wish above all things, right, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, right? God wants you to prosper. A lot of people think prosperity is just all about money. No, prosperity is not just all about money. Prosperity is you living well by God's grace and power. Prosperity is you meeting your needs and the needs of others through God's provision. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to be in health. God wants you to be in health. What does it mean to be in health? Right? To be in health means living in such a way that you don't fall sick, you don't get sick. That's what it means to what to be in health. A lot of people think divine health, when we talk about divine health, we are preaching against them taking medicine. No. Yeah, for those who have been with me over the years, they will know that we are not anti-medicine, right? Even though I don't promote medicine, I promote Jesus, right? But we are not anti-medicine, glory be to God. We are not against you taking your medications, right? Because divine health is not against medication, right? But at the same time, medicine is not food, right? You don't do self-medication, right? Right? You don't do self-medication, right? And doctors won't give you medicine if they did not diagnose any sickness in your body, right? It's as simple as that. So divine health is you being able to even subject yourself to medical examination and nothing is found. Several times I subject myself to medical examination, me by myself having a medical background, having knowing the importance of regular checkup. For over the years, I do my regular checkup, no sickness, no disease is found in my body. Glory be to God. So it's not a living a kind of life. A lot of people don't check themselves. They just say, okay, I'm fine. I'm talking of, this is a real thing. I'm talking of divine health, where you are not afraid of being examined, where you are not afraid of being checked, and yet, right, you are being checked, and yet you are found healed and whole, right? So divine health is you living in health, and God wants you to live in health. Divine healing is good, but divine healing is not God's ultimate plan in the first place. As good as it is, as beautiful as it is, when you get sick, you come for prayer and you get healed, but that is not God's plan in the first place, right? God's plan is that you live in health. Glory be to God. The Bible talks about the children of Israel, that God brought them forth out of Egypt with silver and with gold, and there was no feeble person among their tribe. None of them, we are sick, and that is the God we serve, right? God wants you to live in such a way that sickness and disease cannot come near you, right? And that is divine health. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. It is possible to live in health. It's very possible to live in health. God can keep you spirit, soul, and body from sickness, from disease, such a way that you go for your checkup at any time and they could not find anything in your body that is wrong, right? You find your blood healthy, they find every tissue, every cell, every organ, every system of your body healthy and functioning properly. And this is what God wants from you. So divine health is not anti-medicine. We are not saying don't take medicine. We are saying live your life in such a way that even when you are put under, subjected under medical examination, nothing wrong will be found. Glory be to God. Nothing wrong will be found in your body, right? Because God is keeping you spirit, soul, and body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 53, right? This Isaiah chapter 53, right? I would like to read from verse 4 and to verse 6. Before I read, I want to lay this very important foundation. Okay, if you will walk in divine health, you must accept this truth that I'm about to read from the Bible right now. It is very fundamental to walking right in divine health. Glory be to God. We'll check from verse 4. It says, surely he had borne our griefs, right, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him shrinking, smitten of God, and afflicted, right? Bible says he has borne our griefs, right? The Greek Hebrew word for born here is nasa, to accept, right? Your grief, your pain, your sorrows, he accepted it, right? He carried it, he sabbathed, he put upon himself, right? Your sorrows, right? Right? Glory be to God. Yet we did esteem him shrinking, smitten of God, and afflicted, right? But he was wounded for our transgression. So whenever the enemy comes to you and tell you that that sickness, it is your sin, God is punishing you for your sin, just remind him that the scripture says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus was wounded for your transgression. Even if it is your sin that attracted that sickness on you, I have good news for you. Jesus was what? Wounded for your transgression, right? He was bruised for your iniquities. Glory be to God. He was bruised for your iniquities. It is your iniquities that caused him the bruising, right? And you should not be bruised the same time because it has been bruised for you. Glory be to God. The scripture says, let's continue. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, right? Right? So all we like sheep are gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, right? Verse 5 says, but with his stripes we are healed. That was present tense, right? That was prophet Isaiah prophesying regarding the word, the future, which was fulfilled in John chapter 19, verse 1. The scripture says, and Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And when you check 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by that scourging, by that stripes, you have been healed. Glory be to God. Let me share a brief of my own personal experience in this light. When I was growing up as a child, I don't fall sick, like seriously. I have never had to miss church to sickness. I've never had to miss class for sickness. Of course, being a child, I play a lot. I can be wounded. I can be wounded. I can be stressed. You know, kind of stuff. But I have never been sick, seriously sick in my life as a child. I've never been admitted in the hospital as a child. I've never had to sit before a doctor, right, for medication as a child. Till date, I'm talking about even till date, I've never had to receive intravenous, right, like blood or water till date. God keeps me. The only time I would have to remove blood from my body was when I was gaining admission into the institution and were asked to do medical examination. Of course, the lab people came to school and they collected a blood sampling from every student for examinations and all that. That was the only time I had to have my blood removed from my body for any kind of examination. Glory be to God. So growing up as a child, I have living, God has been keeping me healed and well, divine health. Even when I don't know God, even when I don't even know much about the gospel, I was just a church boy, just doing the church thing. I find myself naturally in the church environment, so I just live in my natural environment that way. But I just realized that I don't fall sick, right? But when I entered higher institution, I was a medical student, and of course, we began to learn things. And one way or the other, I see other students depending on medicine, because at the end of the day, that is the whole thing. You know, you'll be afraid of what to eat, you'll be afraid once mosquito bites you, you'll be afraid of malaria and all that. One way or the other, I began to have malaria. Right towards my final year, I began to have a kind of malaria because of the things I have been learning in school and all that. So I remember there was a time I had this malaria. I was my final year, and I took anti-malaria the first day, the second day. The third day, I woke up very early in the morning so that I can have my quiet time, because I normally have my quiet time. Quiet time is time alone with God. So from school, my school days, I normally have my time alone with God very early in the morning, like 1 hour, 30 minutes to 1 hour before I face the day. I still do it today. Spend time with God, worship God, figure out what God wants me to do another. It's a kind of daily routine and thereabout. So as I was having that quiet time, the Lord said to me that morning, I want you to fast today. But I queried with two reasons. I said, Lord, number one, I just finished fasting some days ago, because as a fellowship leader, I was not the president. I think I was the prayer secretary. Being a prayer secretary, you fast a lot. So I was like, this period that I have malaria is opportunity for me to eat and take my medicine, right? I've just finished fasting some days ago. I just protested. Okay, you said no, you have to fast today. I said, oh no, but I am on anti-malaria. I have to take my medicine, I have to eat and take my medicine. And he said to me, can't I heal you without medicine? Can't I heal you without medicine? And it occurred to me that it can heal me without medicine. And it took me to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. It said, when the evil was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, right? Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Hosea the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. And the Lord said to me, if I took the infirmities and bear the sicknesses, then they should not be on you any longer. I said, wow, right? I could still remember that morning in my hostel, in my quiet time. I said, wow, this is strong. So that day I decided to fast, and that was the last time I didn't take the medication that day. That was the last time. I'm not asking you to, but I'm telling you what the encounter I had that day. And that was the last time I had malaria. That was the last time. Today, throw me in the middle of 1,000 mosquitoes. I can never have malaria. It's as simple as that, right? Because Jesus took it. It took my infirmity. It took my diseases, right? Took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. So this is the foundation of divine health. If this foundation is not gotten right, every other thing people do for divine health will not necessarily work, right? So divine health is not you not taking medicine. It's you working in understanding that Jesus took this sickness and it should not be laid on me any longer. And you can be so secured in God, you can be so secured in Christ, that the enemy cannot reach you. The scripture says in Psalm 91, say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You can be so secured in the word of God, you can be so secured in the finished work of Christ, that sickness, disease, poverty, and every other thing that the devil is using to torment the world cannot reach you. And this is where God wants you to be, in his dwelling place, where you are secured. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So divine healing is good, like I said, but divine health is better. Divine health is better. Divine health is better. Right? Well, check Psalm 105, verse 37. God kept his children, right, in divine health. He said, he sent them forth with silver and with gold, and there is no feeble person among their tribe. None of them will say, do you know what it means to walk in that desert, right? No special doctors, no nurses, no ambulances, no special diet, just in the desert, with so much microbes, with so much serpents, with so much scorpion, with so much dangerous animal. And the scripture says that none of them were feeble. With that kind of harsh atmosphere, right? No reliable source of clean waters. And the scripture says none of them were feeble. So this one beats the theories of eating well and doing exercises. People are eating well, people are eating neat, people are doing exercises and still die of one ailment or the other, right? So divine health is not about that. Divine health is God keeping you in his power. Glory be to God. I'm a missionary. I preach the gospel around to God's glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for the level God has brought us to, where we can eat the food we like, where we can, when we ensure that every food we eat is neatly prepared and all that. And that sometimes when we go to some villages, right, it is what they give us that we eat. The Bible says, when you go to a village to preach, whatever they give you, you eat, right? And a lot of times you cannot even tell where the food is coming from. You cannot even tell how neat it is. But the scripture says, I will eat deadly things by what? By no means hurt us. Glory be to God. The waters too, in those villages where we go to for outreach and all that, we cannot even tell and how neat the stream are, right? And we still drink from their water. So we are not afraid, right? Why? And yet we don't want to get sick. So it's not about eat well, drink. Of course, if you have the capacity, eat well, drink well, go for exercise. I do my exercises a lot, right? I walk around every night for two important exercises. I walk around to burn fat. I walk around to pray in the spirit. Glory be to God. Those are very important. But let me tell you something. People do, we have seen people who do all the things that nutritionists are saying, all the things that doctors are saying to keep body fit and healthy, and yet people still dying of the same thing they are avoiding, right? So that is not divine health. Divine health here is, regardless, even you can do those things or not, your body, your spirit, soul, and body are kept by the power of God because you believe in the truth of the gospel, because you believe that Jesus Christ have borne the sickness and the diseases, and the devil have no right to lay them on you any longer. Glory be to God. So if God can keep his children in desert, right, for good 40 years with those kind of harsh environment, no good house, just they just stay in tents in places where they stop by, and yet God kept them, the scripture says none of them were feeble, how much more should God keep you today? Divine health is God's will for you. God wants you to live in health. He wants you to live in health, because being in health glorifies God, right? It glorifies God when you what? When you live in health. Let's open our Bible to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. It says, behold, I will bring it health and cure. You see that? It says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them abundance of peace and truth. Right? In God, in health, there is peace, right? There's peace. Look, there's not as beautiful as when you are in health. Glory be to God. You can worship God better. A lot of people say, well, I'm worshiping God in my pain. No, God wants you to worship him without your pain, right? Those conditions that you see you are worshiping God with, God wants you to worship him without those conditions. He wants you to be in health. It's not that you want to pray, you want to kneel down to pray, and the next you couldn't bend your knee because of arthritis. It's not that you want to walk around, you want to serve, you are supposed to serve God in your church, you couldn't do much because of one ailment in your body. No, God wants you. God wants you. He said, I wish above all things, right, that you prosper, right, and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You have to understand this fundamental truth that sickness have been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago and have no right to be laid on you any longer. Glory be to God. You may want to ask, since when God healed me of that malaria when I was in final year and I was not feeling sick again, does that mean I don't have symptoms of sickness in my body? Of course, a few times, maybe when I'm stressed, I may feel tired, I may feel feverish. Whenever I feel feverish or whenever I feel pain in my body, I spoke to it. Satan, you can't put this sickness on my body, and you know it, right? There was a time recently I had a cut in my hand. You know, I mistakenly broke a corner of my fingernails, and it got infected. It was very painful, right? I sp- spoke to it. When I spoke to it, I extracted the pulse and I spoke to it. It dried up completely within 24 hours. Everything gone. Glory be to God. Whenever the devil wants to put sickness on me, right, I speak to it. Glory be to God. That sickness was laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago does not mean the devil will not try to put it on you. The fact that I want you to understand is that whenever you feel sick, whenever you feel pain, whenever you feel symptom of sickness in your body, know that this is not God putting it on you. It is the devil trying to force on you what does not belong to you. And the scripture says that you resist the devil, right? And he will flee from you. The scripture says, if you speak to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but to believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, it will have whatsoever he says. So you speak to the mountain, you speak to the situation. Devil, you can't put this sickness on me and you know it. You can't put this pain on me and you know it. And if you keep doing that, keep doing that, keep doing that, very soon you realize that it will not be able to come to you anymore. You may want to ask, do you not say that if you feel sick, we should not go to the hospital? I'm not saying so. If you feel sick, you have the liberty to go to the hospital. And let me tell you something, the way the hospital operates nowadays, you have time to react. Glory be to God. Let's say, for example, you feel feverish in the evening and it's not kind of emergency, you are feeling the symptoms in the evening at night and you need to go and see the doctor the next morning, right? Between that evening and the next morning, you have time to react spiritually. Glory be to God. Except maybe you are the doctor, except maybe you have the personal doctor you can easily call at any time. But a lot of people don't have that, right? So between when you have that symptoms and when you have to go and see doctor, you have time to take the scriptures, to speak God's word, to say, devil, you can't put this sickness on me any longer, and you know it, right? So a lot of time when you do that, most of the night, maybe the next day you go to the hospital, a lot of time you still go to the hospital queue, right, to wait for the material, the consultant is not around today, it will be around next week. All those are the times you have to react. The way most hospitals operate nowadays, except if it's emergency, people don't necessarily see doctors instantly like before because there was the shortage of doctors in town, right? So you have time to react. Those time when you are trying to gather which hospital should I go to, which are this and that, those are time to react. It is better to go see the doctors and they tell you that nothing sickness was found in your body anymore. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we are not saying don't go to the hospital. We are telling you that you can live in such a way that the devil cannot come near you. And the hospital is not a tourist center, right? You don't go to the hospital, you don't get admitted just because you want to cash fund, right? And God can keep you. He can keep you spirit, soul, and body. All you just need to do is just to commit your body to him, and God can take care of everything that is committed unto him. Glory be to God. So how to walk in divine health? Be born again, right? Divine health is for born again Christians. So if you are here, if you are not born again, you have the opportunity. Glory be to God. Divine health is for born again Christians, right? Healing is children's bread. The Bible says, give us this day our what? Our daily bread. And Jesus Christ told one of the Canaanite women in the Bible, saying, I can't give what belongs to children to dogs. So healing is what? Is children's bread. Glory be to God. You have to be born again. If you must walk in divine health, you have to be born again. You have to be born again. There's no divine health in that world where you are not in Christ, right? There's divine health in Christ Jesus. You have to be born again. It's very important. Glory be to God. Number two, if you want to walk in divine health, you must understand that sickness and disease have been laid on Jesus and should not be laid on you any longer. You must have that understanding. You must hate sickness in your body. Look, you must hate sickness in your body. As I am like this, I hate sickness. I hate pain. Like those few days when I was having that pain in my hand that got infected and all that, the Lord began to remind me. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, do you not feel? Do you not see what people are going through? Do you not see the pain people are going through? I said, yes, because I don't feel sick. I don't fall sick. So I don't really know what people go through when they say they are down and all that. I don't do that. Glory be to God. God keep me and glory be to his holy name. I'm not taking that for granted. Glory be to God. But you see, you have to understand that sickness have been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago and should not be laid on you any longer. Glory be to God. Amen. So number three on how to walk in divine health keep the word of God in your mouth and eyes. John chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Glory be to God. The word of God is very important. The word of God is very important. If you must live in divine health, you must be ready to be buried in the word of God. Right? You must be ready to be filled with the word of God. Let the word of God fill your heart richly with all understanding. The word of God is your medicine. The word of God is your immunity to sickness and diseases. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, say, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Right? Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the middle of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. Right? And health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh. Glory be to God. So you feed on the word of God. You feed on the word of God. You feed on the word of God. You go to scriptures that promise healing and health. You consume them. Hallelujah. You consume them. Glory be to God. You consume them. You sit on the word of God. You sit on the word of God. You feed on the word of God. Glory be to God. Another one that is similar to it is building your faith. Faith coming by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So you get faith is very important to live in divine health. And how do you have faith to live in divine health? By the word of God, right? You go to Bible passages that promise divine health. You soak into it, right? Early scriptures like Isaiah chapter 54 and 5, right? Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, right? 1 Peter 2, 24, right? Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, right? There are a lot of scripture passages that promises healing, right? You feed on it. You feed on them. You feed on the word of God. Acts 10 verse 38. You feed on it. You feed your system on the word of God, because the word of God is health to your flesh. There are people who are living reckless life, who are not minding what they feed upon. They feed upon anything, you know. They just feed on anything that is not spiritually edifying, and they wonder why their life is miserable. Right? The word of God will challenge your life, will strengthen your spirit, will renew your mind. Glory be to God. So you renew your mind with the word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it said, be ye transformed by, it said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. By the renewal of your mind, glory be to God. There was time I went to pray for people in the hospital, and I said, what happened to you? He said, normal malaria. You see, he has normalized it. You have normalized it. Hey, normal headache, you have normalized it. No, sickness is not normal. You have to admit that sickness is not what is not normal. That headache is not normal. You should live free without pain. That insomnia is not normal, right? When I was in medical school, we were taught that there are some sickness that are for aged people. Once you are 60, 70, you should be having some kind of sickness. That is the stupid thing we were taught in medical school. It's not right, it's not right. You should be strong by old age, because God is keeping you spirit, soul, and body. I always share testimony of my grandmother. My grandmother passed on at the age of 108. No, we have never admitted her to the hospital throughout. No hospital, no medicine, no sickness, nothing. God just kept her. She was not on special diet. She eats what everybody else eats. Glory be to God. And she went home to be with the Lord at 108. Her elder brother is still alive. My grandmother's elder brother is still alive. I still asked my mom recently. They say he's still there. No sickness, no disease. Just there at pushing to 115, wherever it is. Glory be to God. So that you are old does not mean you should be weak. Glory be to God. That you are old does not mean you should be weak. God can strengthen your bones like eagle if you feed on the word of God. You should be growing older and stronger. Glory be to God. Sickness is not the best way to die. The best way to go to heaven is when you are old enough, you have done the things God has called you to do, you have taken care of your children and grandchildren, you have fulfilled purpose. One day, just decided to say, Lord, I'm coming home, and you rest. That was what happened to my grandmother. The one day, she just went home, and that was it. Glory be to God. So renew your mind. Sickness is not the will of God for you. Sickness is not normal. There's no normal sickness. There's no normal disease. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lastly, you speak life. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. It says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you speak is what you become. Glory be to God. What you speak is what you become. A lot of people, they are very bad with words. They say, Pastor, this sickness is killing me. I'm dying. And you wonder why you are dying, because you are saying it. Glory be to God. I don't cut my DM and say, Pastor, my enemy is not feeling fair. Don't do that, right? Look, you can tell me what you are passing through. You can tell people you are passing through, especially people that want to help you, maybe myself or doctor, your doctor, what you are passing through without those negative comments. You come to my DM, say, Pastor, pray for me regarding this headache. Pastor, pray for me regarding this thing. Pastor, pray for me regarding that this thing. I will pray together. Not, Pastor, I'm dying. I will soon die. No! The Bible says life and death, they are in the power of the tongue. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God wants you to live in health. He wants you to live in health. I want to make this confession with me. See, after I say, I believe Jesus took my sickness 2,000 years ago, and by stripes I am healed. I'm healed. I'm whole. I live in divine health because I've been delivered from the power of Satan to serve the living God. Healing is mine. Health is mine. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of my body are preserved by the power of God in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you are here tonight, you are not yet born again, you want to come to Jesus, I want to pray for you. Say after me, say, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and on the third day, you rose again for my justification. My sins took you to the cross, and on the third day, you rose again. Forgive me all my sin. Wash me with your precious blood. I want to be a child of God. Right now, I believe the gospel. I repent of all my sin in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you need healing in your body, I want you to place your hand on that part of your body where you need healing. I'll be praying for you right now in Jesus' name. Sickness, disease, I command you, go! Leave that body right now. Every sickness in the bone, every arthritis, I command you. Every migraine, I command you, go! Be gone right now. In the name of Jesus, every disease of the skin right now, every viruses right now, I command you, go! That HIV, you can't stay in that body. You have been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago. That cancer, I command you, every sickness, every disease tormenting this person hearing this message, I command you, leave right now. Go! And never return again. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, saying, righteousness shall you be established, you shall be far from oppression. You are far from every form of oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot. Life right now. Life right now. Life right now. The power of God is coming upon somebody right now. The power of God is causing healing and deliverance to take place right now. That growth, that fibroid is dissolving, is shrinking and vanishing right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness that has been laid on Jesus that has found in your body, they are gone as from tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, because so be it, and we give you all the glory. We thank you because you are confirming your word with signs, wonders, and miracle following. We thank you because that fibroid is gone permanently. We thank you because that cancer is gone permanently. Cancer, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you because that hepatitis B is gone. Hepatitis, go! That HIV is gone right now in the name of Jesus. Every so-called incurable disease affecting these people, I command you, you have been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago and have no right to be here any longer. So in the name of Jesus, pack your load and leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So sickness, disease, pain, aches, I command you, bow, leave, go now. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you won't remain there any longer. right now. Enough of that torment right now. That sickness that I've been draining away money from that family. That excess that I've been draining away money from that family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I unseat you now. I unseat you now. It is written that every tree that my father did not plant will be uprooted to its roots. Right now, I command, be gone, be gone, be gone. Every operation of the enemy in that house, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, because so be it. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So thank you so much for joining for today. Begin to thank God. Begin to shake your body. Begin to shake your body. Begin to shake your body. You have been healed. You have been whole. You have been delivered in the name of Jesus. So we'll be expecting your testimonies, and remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a powerful time we've had on Healing Tsunami today. I pray that the Word of God has stirred your faith and brought healing to every area of your life. Before we sign off, I want to hear from you. We believe in the power of prayer, and we want to stand with you. Please send us your prayer requests, and as God moves, share your praise reports and healing testimonies. Your story will be an encouragement to others and a glory to God. If you feel led to partner with this ministry and help us reach more people with the gospel, your support would be a blessing. You can connect with us directly by sending a message on WhatsApp at +2 347 061 597 304, or by sending an email to apenuatomiwa@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, reminding you to walk in divine health and victory. God bless you.